Well, up and at 'em, everybody. Hank and Big Ben with you, and time for us to check in with the Better Business Bureau. And today, Megan McBride here. She's brought along with her another great accredited business, Commonwealth Consulting Group, LLC, and Keith Reardon is here to tell us all about it. And Megan, I'll have you set this up a little bit, but just another great company, one that really has some great ties to the Better Business Bureau of Central New England.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Hank. Thanks, as always, for having us. I think I got it now. Talk of the Commonwealth on 8:30 a.m. at 8:30 a.m. with Hank Stoltz.
Well, I like it.
So thank you for having us, and you hit the nail on the head there. We have another wonderful accredited business. Keith, you've been with us for, it looks like 13 years, and I've only had the pleasure of getting to know you through the BBB for only about probably 6 months now, since you've kind of started taking on some more of our, well, I'll let you talk about it, but our money
stuff.
So
you're really working, Keith, tell us a little bit about Commonwealth Consulting Group, but then, so you really are working with the BBB, and I think this is something that we haven't brought out, Megan, maybe as much as we should have in a couple of our our past conversations. The Better Business Bureau of Central New England, I guess it should be obvious, but I think it's good for us to kind of comment on it. The people who are the accredited business, I'll raise my hand too. You know, you're using us. We're working with you, so we're all working together. So Keith, it's a great relationship.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun. I've been a BBB member since we started the business back in 2010, is when we technically formed the LLC. But yeah, over the last like 6 months or so, just working with you and with Alex and Crystal to take a look at the BBB's credit card processing and how we might be able to help. But overall, what we do as a business is we do electronic payment processing and ATMs. Electronic payment processing sounds like a really fancy term, but essentially we work with businesses and everything that they do in their accounts receivables. So credit card processing, debit card processing, gift card programs, loyalty programs, point of sale systems. And then for our larger companies, we do foreign currency. So we process in 180 currencies. We settle in 9 different currencies like Great British Pounds, Euros, Canadian Dollars. And then we deal with all of the currency exchange when they need to move money from one country to another with their various divisions. On the ATM side, relatively straightforward. We've got about 225 ATMs in central and eastern Massachusetts. And those ATMs are at gas stations, restaurants, convenience stores, the Hanover Theater, Union Station. We brand our ATMs with various financial institutions. So sometimes you might go to our ATM and think it's your bank, but it's actually our ATM.
Interesting. All right. So tell me a little bit more about how then you differ from the bank, why a company is hooked up with Commonwealth Consulting Group.
No banks actually do what we do. They outsource everything. So your really large financial institutions like Bank of America, Santander, Citizens, and things like that, they have direct partnerships with Fiserv or Elavon or whatever it may be. Banks are really good at selling money, and banks are really good at custodying money. But when it comes to merchant services and foreign exchange and things like that, that's not what a bank is really good at. So we complement banks. We don't compete against banks. We complement banks. So with your community banks and your regional banks, really what we focus on with financial institutions are banks that are less than about $5 billion or so in assets, is to be a good partner of theirs and a good value add where they're going out doing their day-to-day business. And then when their business cash management officer is working with a new client or an existing client, helping them to figure out all of the various components that are going to allow that business to flourish. And then they bring us in for the ATM component or the money movement component with regards to their accounts receivables.
Interesting. And then you work with other businesses like the Better Business Bureau. Let's use them as an example. Somebody who is listening right now with their business, why would they come to you? What is it that you're going to do for them when they're doing a lot of credit card transactions?
That's a great question. We're the most commoditized industry on earth. You can go right to Google and you can Google interchange, and you're going to see all of the new rates that came out that start April 1st from Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and Amex. Those are the wholesale rates. Doesn't matter if you're Walmart or the Better Business Bureau or any other business. Those are the wholesale rates. So every single competitor of mine, we all have the same pricing. And then it's just, what are we charging above that for pricing? So you don't sell on price because it's so commoditized. So it's all value-based. So when Alex became the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, he had reached out to me to kind of audit everything that was going on with the Better Business Bureau. And what we uncovered was that they were being really overpriced on the markup above interchange, but then they also weren't getting any service from their current vendor. They were working with an institution that is global, and the Better Business Bureau of Central New England was just a number to them, whereas we're headquartered, founded in Worcester, and we actually care about our clients. And so really comes down to the service component, not so much on the price component, and then the technological components. We're working on a ticketing project right now where the Better Business Bureau is going to be selling tickets for various events and making it more seamless on their website. So it's really just identifying what a business is selling, how they're selling it, where they're selling it, and ways that we can make the process as efficient as possible, but then also as cost-effective as possible.
So it's really that personalized service that sets you apart.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't do contracts. All of our competition does contracts. We're month to month with everybody. We feel that if we're not living up to our end of the bargain, fire us.
Hey, Keith, for businesses that are listening right now, are there businesses that should be contacting you, but are there businesses that shouldn't, that it really wouldn't make sense for them?
We work with mom and pop, startup, Main Street style businesses to multi-billion dollar corporations that operate in multiple countries. So for lack of a better term and more of a kind of a joke, large or small, we take them all. However, there's a customizable aspect to it where we're a boutique type firm, we're nimble. We have clients in 30 states, 3 Canadian provinces. We work with clients in Ireland and Great Britain. And on the ATM side, we're one of the largest providers in Worcester County. And then we have ATMs all throughout the Eastern County, as well as Western Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. So we're headquartered in Worcester. We're a small business, but we have the capabilities of the multi-billion dollar multinational competition that we kind of compete against. So I think ultimately at the end of the day, it's really caring about who you're working with and relationships. Businesses want to work with other businesses where there's a relationship and their vendor actually cares about them and has a vested interest in the success of their business. And I love that. I started this company 15, 16 years ago, yeah. And being a small business and growing into the business that we've become, I don't know, there's just something about it. I love working with other business owners.
And I'll let Megan jump in here and kind of talk a little bit about it. I love the fact that you're working so closely with the Better Business Bureau of Central New England, because it really shows, obviously, then why people should be working with you. But Megan, also just the fact that, you know, this close relationship that BBB has with their accredited businesses and the way in which there's a lot of business to business that gets done at a lot of the events that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Hank, you're another great example. I think Alex has set a great precedent going forward. You know, we're trying to do good business with good businesses. So as part of, becoming an accredited business with us, you know, it's a no-brainer where we want to give back to our small businesses and do events with you guys and have you be our merchant service provider and whatever else comes in the package. I mean, Hank, you were a great asset at our Central Mass Awards, being our MC, best MC in Worcester, of course. But and so it just goes to show, and the BBB can say confidently, like Keith had mentioned, we are currently working on event projects together, and it's been such a positive relationship. Had an issue I needed to solve, and it was Monday, and we were already, Keith and I were already on the phone trying to figure it out by like Wednesday or Thursday and trying to get things moving. So it's been a great relationship, and I'm really glad I was able to get him on the radio so he was able to showcase all the amazing things he does with the BBB.
Yeah, and Keith, if you could, as we start to wrap up here today, just what it has meant, not just in these last 6 months, but over these years, to be a member of the Better Business Bureau for your business.
I think that being a member of the BBB is kind of a standard as a business owner. You have potential customers that are researching your company and are deciding whether they're going to do business with you or not. And the BBB is a place where those potential customers go to check your business and make sure that you don't have a lot of complaints or any complaints. We've been really fortunate as an A-plus business for I don't even know how many years. We've never had a BBB complaint. And, you know, knock on wood, we pray that we never do. But I think that it's a kind of a gold standard within the business community, having that A-plus rating to make sure that your potential customers understand that there is somebody else kind of looking at your business and validating your business and making sure that when complaints come through that you're solving those complaints. And if, God forbid, it was something that really was egregious on our end, that kind of is what it is, and we need to own that. But if you're in business and you're not a member of the BBB, how do your potential customers validate you as a company?
Megan, we've got just a minute or two left here, but I know that there's a lot of events that are coming up for the Better Business Bureau, where from that tremendous testimonial by Keith, people can get involved with the BBB, become accredited themselves, and how do they do all of that?
Yeah, find us on bbb.org, or you can give us a call at 508-755-3340. There we go. And yes, Hank, we do. We have a lot of things coming up. Yesterday we had another great scam presentation, and we continue to, you know, on a consumer basis, try to push those forward. And of course we have Western Mass Awards coming up that we're preparing for on April 24th, 2025. But yeah, it's a lot going on, but we're not stopping. We're going to keep going.
Fantastic. Keith, how can people get in touch with Commonwealth Consulting Group?
You can check us out at ccgpays.com or ccgatm.com.
For Keith Reardon, Commonwealth Consulting Group, and Megan McBride from the Better Business Bureau of Central New England, I'm Hank Stoltz. Thanks for joining us right here on the Talk of the Commonwealth.